According to a 2017 study done by Office Plus, which analyzes office professionals in the U.S., 70% of people in office jobs have or have had work spouses. And this figure is up from 65% in 2010 and only 32% in 2006. So first of all, guys, what is a work spouse?
God, thanks a lot, Office Plus. Okay, a work spouse. This was news to me, so this is definitely a needed definition. Work spouse is referring to a coworker, usually of the opposite sex, with whom one shares a special relationship, having bonds similar to those of marriage. A work spouse may not just be a coworker, but someone maybe in a similar field as the two individuals participating in this relationship, but not always as well. Sometimes a work spouse can be somebody just right in there in the workplace. You're working very close with them, and you're somebody that shares, I guess, a lot of experiences in the office with. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Does this make sense to you?
It is still a little bit puzzling for me.
Okay.
And you guys, see if you can answer my questions, please. That is, so a work spouse, a spouse means that someone who's in a marriage, right?
Yeah.
There's only two people in a marriage.
Yeah.
But a work spouse, is it sort of like office dating?
Nope.
Or is it just a cute way to describe two people working very well together?
Good
They're
question.
Just really good team players, office buddy. Or is it actually a romantic relationship? There's a bit of a muddy ground that we're trying on.
Yeah, here is some signs that you may have like a work spouse in your workplace. First one is you depend on a particular coworker for office supplies, snacks, or a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And maybe there are inside jokes that only you and her or him know or share. And you can be bluntly honest with this person about his or her appearance, hygiene, or hair. And, oh, you think of someone?
That sounds like a work divorce right there.
And keep going. It's like when something eventful happens at work, this coworker is the first person you seek out for a debriefing.
Mm.
And at breakfast, lunch, coffee breaks, your closet like coworker knows what to order for you and how you like for your coffee.
Aww.
Anyone think of?
Well, actually, I can't believe I'm admitting this on national radio, but just looking at those few criteria that Huang Shen has uttered to us, I have a few candidates, and they're all girls.
Do the work spouses know about the other work spouses? Because you could be getting in trouble right now.
Uh-oh.
After hearing these signs, a name came to my mind.
Who
is it?
Who?
All of you know her. It's more like my workplace sister.
Okay.
Do you know who she is?
I'm going to take a guess. Is
it
New Hog Lid?
Yeah, bingo. I really miss her. He's my
too.
Work spouse at Round Table.
I think she's awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
She is.
But to answer your question as well, too, and to paint another side to this, is guys, work spouses aren't it's not necessarily like a, as you can tell, a sexual thing. It's sometimes just somebody that you're as close to as maybe you would be a spouse in real life. Mm-hmm. Like if I got married and I had a wife, I would obviously share everything and do all these things with her.
Mm.
But it's like a metaphor. A work spouse isn't somebody that you're necessarily, married to, having kids with, but somebody that, like a spouse, I think you're sharing and they're there for you and you're there for them in the workplace, which means it doesn't have to be. I mean, guys can be then work spouses with guys, basically just really close friends. What do you guys think of that?
Well, okay, that's one way of looking at it. But if I'm imagining myself with a husband, so he's my spouse in real life, right?
Yeah.
And he has a so-called fighting my teeth right now. He has a working wife? What does that mean? And that woman's not me? Yeah, I would get furious about that. What do you think, Huangshan?
Well, I think maybe we can accept we have a work, like husband at work, but we cannot accept
double standards.
Oh, no. Because we can control ourselves. We know the limits. We are the limits.
Yeah, but your spouse doesn't. You never know.
Yeah.
Don't trust them.
You guys just argue amongst yourselves. Yeah. No, but, I mean, okay. You both paint excellent points because, you know, Hyung, you had just said that... if my man has any kind of other spouse, that's a problem.
Yes.
Okay? I understand.
Any other spouse that's not me?
Yeah, okay. I get that. But I told you maybe the definition of what a work spouse is. It's just someone you're close to. But
and
maybe
don't
there's
call
some...
it spouse.
But in which case, you have said maybe if you were married right now and you had said on radio that I have so many work spouses... Now you have this double standard, right? Is it so? Are you saying if he had a work spouse, you guys can't see it, but I'm doing the air quotes. If they were all guys, you'd have no problem with that.
No.
Yeah.
I would.
Okay. So it's just a strictly opposite sex thing. And why is that?
Well, actually, if I know.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's my husband.
Yes.
And we're having a very good relationship, right?
Okay.
And he has this guy that he's very close to at work. I wouldn't be, worried about that, you know. You guys are good buddies.
But why the woman, then? What if the woman and the guy are good buddies?
Because.
Ooh.
Ooh, now we're entering another huge discussion. Yeah. Like, do you believe that there is pure friendship between heterosexual men and women?
I don't believe that.
I thought we were friends, ladies! I disagree with you guys completely.
Is it because you want to be friends with us?
You know what? You know, I think we definitely are friends. And, you know, I think it's easy to be friends. And I think, though you guys are quick to say maybe not always are you friends with... you know, with guys, I guarantee you probably have some guy friends. You're just not thinking about them as quickly as you're thinking about your girlfriends. Or at one point in time, you considered a guy a friend, maybe even a close friend. And in which case, this might have been before, but probably also after puberty. So in which case, those sexual hormones are going. But sometimes, you're not sexually attracted to somebody. But maybe there is that... You enjoy hanging out with them, you know, and this kind of thing happens. Although I do understand what Hyung is saying, because I think sometimes for the spouse that isn't in the work spouse relationship, that was more air quotes, there's always going to be that, are they just friends? What are they doing? What are they sharing? And you know what? For me, I think with my spouse, I... My spouse, okay?
Your wife in
my
real life.
My wife.
In the future.
My wifey. I would want to be the only one that understands and knows these kind of things. I don't want any other man knowing her close stuff or somebody else that she talks to her problems or the things she's happy about or her day at work. You know, I think that should be my job. And so in which case, I can understand... the hesitancy of having a work spouse that is the opposite sex for the spouse.
Wow. It's amazing that I actually managed to understand.
Yeah.
It was like deciphering
spouse.
Code. But yes, I understand what you're saying. Then I think I did. So Ryan, you're sort of against this idea then.
I guess so. You know, I've kind of talked about it and I didn't understand where, I mean... I wasn't sure until I convinced myself. That happens sometimes. But I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't want my wife sharing nothing that is super spouse closeness related unless it's with me.
Yeah, that
That's where I draw the line.
With you. Mm. And also, these days, when you look at how city folks, city dwellers work, we spend so much time in the office.
Yeah. Mm.
And every day in the office, at work, you're like fighting a battle. And just imagine this.
Yeah.
There's another opposite sex the person that is in battle with your loved one every day, and they forge this closeness and almost this bond that you are not a part of.
Yeah.
That would really potentially become a worrisome thing.
Yeah. I also want to take this a step further. If my wife was sharing things that I think only spouses should share with a work spouse that was the same sex, maybe a girlfriend at work, I would also not like that. I think there's things that just stay between the spouse as it pertains to the original meaning of the word.
Yeah, so maybe just have a work sister or brother instead of work spouse.
Yeah, that works.
I think the title is important here
because
it has so many implications.
Yes.
It's a linguistic thing. Yeah. So why not just call them like work buddies or something.
Work pals.
Yeah, they're just pals. Mm. Don't mix the spouse
concept.
Yeah,
that treads on dangerous ground.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Well, it seems like we agree on one thing today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, you guys. Mm. And you're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.